Well, it's been a matter of great concern because we've been drug testing now for some 35 years and, you know, we thought the message was getting through. Players have a whereabouts rule. They tested on average some 2-3 times a year, maybe at matches or in training, or if they're injured, it can be at home. And the worry is that I think that so many of these positive tests are related to what you'd call social recreational drugs, but of course, you know, they contain ingredients which are judged to be performance enhancing, so as a result they're on the ban list, and of course it can lead to what sanctions that are getting stronger. The sanctions from the World Anti-Doping Agency are backed up by governments for all sports, and whilst in football we do separate testing for social drugs, it's you know, there still can be severe penalties and clearly can adversely affect a player's career. And, of course, it's not good for the club either. And we've had, you know, these in the last few weeks. And we've got to address our communications, the combined approach, really, from the PFA, from the clubs, from the FA, just to make sure the message is getting through. And for players, no matter what or in what environment they're in, These ingredients can stay in their system and then can reveal a positive test, whether it's by mistake, unintentional. We don't feel they are performance enhancing, and I don't think the players do that, but of course the list is there and it's down to the player themselves at the end, and we'll have to address the players and all the particular circumstances, give them our full support. And as I say, though, this is a real warning for the game.